Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Hello and welcome back to the show where we salivate over the supernatural. I am Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this is Paranormality UK. Okay, so we got a special one today, Josh.
Oh, what we got?
Right, well, you know how on a couple of these episodes we've been encouraging people to write in with their stories?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had any takers yet, so I went and found someone. A very good friend of mine, his name's Dan Toombs. And he lives in what I consider quite a haunted house. He's had quite a lot of experiences there. He's joining us today online. So say hello to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hiya.
How you doing, Dan?
Hi, Josh. Hey, Pirate.
Good, good. Dan has even actually managed to supply us with a video of things that happen in his house, which we will cover in a little while. But I thought it'd be nice to just let Dan sort of tell us about what actually happened to him that day. I believe you were on your way back from work and all this sort of kicked off. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, that's right. Basically, I got home, it was early evening, and I could hear an alarm going off, which was I opened the door and then the lights were just going crazy all over the place. That they were flashing all sort of randomly, and I couldn't really. My washing machine was spinning for some strange reason.
So you'd been out all day at work.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have your washing machine on a delay timer or anything like that.
It's got multi-functions, but I couldn't explain the reason why it was spinning when I got home.
So something had activated your washing machine while you're not there.
It's like someone had come in and turned everything on, which wasn't possible because I live on my own. So, but I was just shocked with what the lights were doing, so I had to record it. And I hadn't seen nothing like it before in my life. So it was unexplainable because there's no way that the electrics would do what it was doing. It was flashing one lamp to another, and then it was going bright and dim, and it was really strange. But when the washing machine cycled finished, and when I'd actually played back the footage, it sounded like a demon voice, which was really strange.
Oh, interesting.
A voice on the video as well. So I will take a look at this video. For everybody who's not watching the YouTube podcast and is just doing the audio podcast, you will probably either have to switch to YouTube for this one, or you can find Dan Toombs's original post. His TikTok account is DanToombs67. You can go to his TikTok, find his post and watch it firsthand, or you can come to our YouTube and watch it here. And let's play the video now. This is probably going to assault our ears as soon as I turn this on, because the alarm is very, very loud. But here we go.
What's going on?
And so, yeah, we can hear the alarm going off.
The alarm clock's going off. And the lights are just doing random things.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. So, on the it's a ceiling light. On a single rose, it has 5 separate bulbs, and some of them are going brighter. Some of them seem to be turning off, and there's just no way.
I mean, they're switching. Look, they're switching.
It's like a disco effect, isn't it?
Yeah. One light is just going on and off.
Okay, and it's gone a bit blurry now.
And that's where that voice was heard, on that blurry point.
So that's the alarm going off
The alarm going off as well. And the lights are still going. And here we come to the end of the video. And I don't know how much longer did that carry on for, Dan? I mean,
well, I'd stopped it, and then obviously I'd gone to the alarm to try and I just pulled the plug out of the alarm and then turned the washing machine off, and the lights were just still randomly going. I had to actually literally turn off the main breaker because it was just going absolutely mental.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how long did you have to leave it turned off for? I mean, I assume that when you turn it back on, you know, the activity had stopped.
Yeah, as soon as I reset the breaker on the main box, it kind of like stopped, everything stopped as it should do. But it was just strange, really strange. That activity with the lights flashing randomly on and off, which I've never seen anything like. I mean, I'm an electrician, I can't explain it as an electrician.
No.
There's no reasons for that to happen. So,
And I'm just going to switch up the audio a little bit, and I'm going to come back to this point here where the voice is, because I want to try and...
It's literally at the end of the... It sounds like at an end of the side of the actual washing machine cycle, there's a very deep, dark voice, and I can't... I've listened to it hundreds of times. I can't actually understand exactly what it's saying. It might even be in Latin or whatever, I don't know.
Right, well, we'll just give it another... Weird. We'll just have another quick listen to that and see if I'm going to turn the volume up right full. It's probably going to blast our ears out, but here we go. There's something there, isn't there? You can hear something.
Guttural.
Yeah, guttural, a very guttural voice, but there's no way you can make out a single word of it, is there? That's very strange.
It does sound a bit like a demon, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, very demonic. But obviously this is not the first time something like this has happened to you, is it, Dan?
No.
Obviously, we are friends, and yeah, I have been to your house, and I have actually witnessed this stuff happening myself. One night when I came to yours, we were having a few drinks, just making a little bit merry. We were trying to get the Blu-ray player to play through Dan's projector, as he's got a massive projector in his front room.
Nice.
Instead of a TV. And it wouldn't work. We couldn't get it to work. No matter how we set it up, for some reason, the electrics just weren't firing through. It wasn't going. And then the lights started doing that crazy thing. And I can remember saying to Dan, "What's going on? What's going on?" And he was just going, "I don't know. What's going on? What's going on?" But as soon as I grabbed my GoPro to document it, the lights stopped flickering. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
And I think we actually got the DVD player working and we watched Avatar.
So still not saying that.
It is really strange. I mean, my property is 1860, which would have been the Victorian time, so it's got lots of history there. And then there have been some other incidents I've had where I've felt someone sitting on my, or laying or sitting on my legs while I'm in my bed, and I'm thinking it's a cat, and lifting my legs up At that point, there seems to be a beam of light go across my shoulder outside, and all these sensor lights come on.
And your outdoor lights?
Yeah, the lights come on, the sensor lights, and it's really freaked me out. And I could not sleep in that room for about a week because I thought someone was there. And there was an incident where I was drifting off to sleep, and I opened my eyes, and I see a dark figure of a woman standing in my doorway.
I don't like that.
And the thing is, right, it's like you think, am I awake? You know, am I half asleep? But it kind of like it disintegrated, like it was in like particles, and just evaporated.
So it sort of turned to smoke, just like like what it would in a movie, where it just just disappears.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so strange.
That is strange. But the when you felt the weight on your leg, these are two different events, yeah?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, it felt like someone was sitting on my feet. That's what it felt like. And I didn't feel comfortable with that. And that's the reason I lifted my legs up. And at that point, this is when I see this light fly across my shoulder.
Like an orb.
It's like a white light just disappeared over my shoulder. And then all the outside lights would come on. I could see it come on because I've got sensor lights. They all come on the outside, and it just freaked me out. Weird.
I can imagine.
It's almost just like energy being dispersed, and like
It's not. I mean, it's not bad energy, Josh. It's kind of like it doesn't. I don't feel like it's something that's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
By any means, it just feels that it does frighten me, obviously, but.
It's just sort of trying to make itself known, do you think? Or
sorry?
Is it sort of just trying to make itself known?
Maybe. Maybe it's a kind of a Casper or something. It's not a friendly ghost.
Friendly ghost.
But it's I don't know. But I don't feel like it's there to hurt me. And I don't feel, which I have had an experience in the past, where I felt where the atmosphere and temperatures dropped. And I felt extremely uncomfortable with that feeling of something I don't feel right with. I have had that before. I didn't get that horrible sort of no air feeling where it is the temperature drops and it's cold. And I don't get that, but it just kind of, I don't know, just frightens me sometimes.
Can I ask, how often does this kind of thing happen in your house, Dan?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. It seems to be more in the winter time than summer, around about October, around that sort of time. I seem to get more things happen. I mean, I kind of record stuff for YouTube and TikTok to play drums and stuff, and I set up my equipment to record it, which I know is working. The batteries are fully charged, it's flashing and recording while I'm playing the drums. And when I go to play it back, it's nothing, it hasn't been recorded. It's really strange.
It's messing with your electrics.
Yeah, it seems to be an electrical issue, 100%.
And if I remember from a story that you told me previously, it doesn't seem to like you playing drums, does it?
No, it's funny you say it, because times I set things up, and I actually had a laptop connected on a laptop stand over the other side of the room.
Well, were you using webcam to film yourself back then? Yeah.
For some strange reason, that's kind of hurtled at me one day. For some weird reason, and it broke my laptop. It just catapulted,
just flew across the room on its own.
It probably wasn't very happy with my drumming, I imagine.
Well, that's probably because you were very bad at drumming back then.
Okay.
So there's a bit of poltergeist activity there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, there is something there. There's definitely something there. But I do get. I mean, I go out the back, at the back of mine, and I occasionally have to keep looking around because I keep thinking I'm seeing people from the corners of my eyes, like literally like children playing, or, you know, it's really strange.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to set the scene a little bit here, because one of your hobbies I know is metal detecting. Is it not?
Yes.
And you've got quite a big sort of field at the back of your house where you've got permission to actually use your metal detector, because obviously that's a touchy subject in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're quite happily just going out there metal detecting on your own, presumably, and then you see these things just out in the peripherals of your vision, is it?
Yeah, it's weird. I have to keep doing the double take because I keep thinking there's someone in the field with me. And I actually one day I thought there was like three or four girls in white dresses.
Children,
yeah, just children. Basically playing in the field. And I had to double take it. I thought, no, there's nothing there. Do you know, it's strange. It's kind of always at the corner of your eyes. You see, you're seeing something. And someone once said to me years ago, that's when you start to see things. Is if you start seeing things from the corner of your eyes, then you're opening up your mind to see other things.
Yeah, yeah. I can relate to that. I think, yeah, when you start to question what you're seeing, your brain is starting to make new neural pathways. And you, like you say, you're opening up your mind to these experiences. Yeah. And then I assume, were we talking, you started seeing the kids before you started seeing that black apparition in the doorway?
I've been at that property for 15 years, and I'm always seeing things that, and sometimes I just dismiss it and think that's just me, my mind's playing tricks on me. Or
So in that 15 years, would you say it's only been in recent years that you've started having visual aspects?
Absolutely. It seems like since my daughter moved out, that's because I'm on my own. So okay. I'm guessing that it feels comfortable to be around me on my own, I guess. I don't know. But the strange thing, my cat does not actually respond to anything. You'd think that the cat would sense something was going on or something. So I'm thinking it's still not a bad thing that's happening, because the cat would obviously pick up something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. They say, don't they, that animals and children pick up things a bit.
Yeah, you quite often see, like, the cat will raise its hackles and be hissing at the corner of the room where there's nothing there. But your cat doesn't actually do that, is that right?
No, not at all.
She doesn't react to it. Fair enough.
She doesn't sort of sit there. Look, you know, like I've seen things with animals before, like a dog, for instance, where the dog has seen something and the fur's up and it's staring at this and there's nothing there. Mm. It's growling or snarling, you know, because it's picking up something. The dog can see something there, but obviously humans can't. But I'm sure it'd be the same with cats. Cats would actually see something or sense something. They would run away.
Yeah.
I've noticed that with my cats, actually, because we in our house occasionally have little things happen that, you know, a sort of slight haunting. We had things like the fire alarm just went off one night randomly. It rang out three times and stopped, and that was it. And I noticed when our cats were kittens, they would sometimes just look at the corner of the room. They weren't hackles up. It wasn't scared or anything like that, but they'd both be staring at something, and there was nothing there. You know, but over the years, they've calmed down and they don't even react to it. But we don't have a lot of activity in the house anymore. I think it was just a sort of passing spirit or something that wanted to say hello.
I think it's like when you get that feeling where the hairs on the back of your arms stand up. Do you ever get that feeling sometimes? Yeah. You're spooked. When you're spooked, for some reason that your hairs seem to stand up right on the and on the back of your neck and all up your arms, a tingling feeling.
I guess getting spooked is similar to being cold, isn't it? When you get that chill, and your body's natural reaction is going to for your hairs to stand up to try and keep you warm. You know, it's that instant reaction, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's completely involuntary. And I think, that there is an element of that when you get spooked, that there is actual physiological changes going on.
Yeah, I get goosebumps even when I watch a scary video. I'm just creeped out by something. I'll get goosebumps and then I know it's good.
Did you get goosebumps over that one?
I did the first time I watched it.
Right, okay, the other day when I saw it.
Yeah, when you sent it to me the other day and I watched it, it was... I didn't know what was going on because I could just hear the alarm. And then it wasn't until the light bulbs got really bright, because it pretty much lights up the whole ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And then goes dim again. And then...
And I think those... It looks like those are energy-saving light bulbs.
Mm.
So energy savers don't dim. There's no... Yeah. If I remember rightly from being at your house... Dan, you don't have dimmer switches anyway. You just have normal light switches.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the thing is with energy saving lamps, they're non-dimmable.
So you can't use it for that. So they shouldn't be flickering like that. Even from their basic, the way they work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is obviously some kind of supernatural.
And when you hear the voice towards the end, I had to play it through a few times, but on the third attempt, I could actually hear it more. And I text you straight away, and I said, I don't like that at all.
I remember your text. I don't like that voice. I don't like it at all. Demon, 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 I believe was the text.
I
could actually make out something like that's not. That's all I could make out with that. I played it over a million times. And it said something like that's not something. That's all I could make out with that actual that voice.
So that dispels your theory of it being Latin, then, doesn't it?
Possibly, yeah. It could well be. I don't know. I've never had a Latin speaking washing machine before, so.
Well, I've never heard a washing machine speak before.
Yeah,
but yours seems to.
I mean, that's even weird in itself. Like the alarm and the lights is, you could try and debunk that, but for a washing machine to just be on when you finish work, that's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, a washing machine goes from what? It depends on what setting you're on, doesn't it? Mm. But it's, 45 minutes to about an hour and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
So that means someone started that washing machine an hour before Dan got back.
Yeah, yeah.
In a locked house.
Yeah.
And that's a strange one. I mean, did it? Out of interest, Dan, were there any clothes in the washing machine?
No, it wasn't. It would be nice.
It was just a completely empty washing machine.
Casper the helpful ghost.
Well, not very helpful. He could have loaded it. Because you also had another event where Casper the helpful ghost was messing with your washing up, wasn't there, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was literally laying in bed and I could hear pots and pans being washed up. And I thought, what on earth? on my own. There's no one in, you know, there's no one in the house and someone's doing washing up.
And so was that one of those events where you hear it and then you go and check it out and everything looks identical, that like nothing's been touched? Or was it actually that they had been helpful and done your washing up for you?
Well, I thought it's some crazy thief that's come in to wash up before he'd stolen all my stuff at the end. But there's no one there. There was nothing in the sink. There's no plates or nothing. It's all. Everything was in the cupboards. It was an empty sink. The bowl was empty. I could just hear things clanking around.
You could hear the crockery, but it wasn't actually there. Yeah, so that's another, like an audio event, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And these are quite often quite regular things, aren't they? Where you hear like a dish smashing or something in the other room, you go through and there's no evidence of a dish being smashed.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are quite common occurrences, aren't they? And it's interesting that you're having that happen to you, Dan.
Also, the other thing I haven't mentioned to you at the moment is I have a mirror above my fireplace, and that came crashing down to the floor and smashed. I'd get another mirror for no reason. Just sitting there in the lounge, and all of a sudden the mirror just decided to fall off the mantelpiece and smash on the floor.
That's not helpful.
not helpful. So it's not screwed to the wall. It was just because the mirror, you can see it in the background.
On that
video, it looks like it's screwed to the wall. Is that the one you replaced it with, or?
That's the one that smashed. That was the one that actually fell off and smashed. And then what I had to do, that one was actually on a cord with a hook on the wall, but the new one I've got in my lounge now, I've had to put some plates and physically screw it onto the wall. There's no possible way of it coming off.
Okay, so when it fell off, was the cord broken, or did the hook come out?
Yeah, the cord literally snapped, and it bumped down on top of the actual fireplace and then just flopped over and smashed on the floor.
Well, that's a random occurrence.
Just randomly, no like vibrations or anything, or there's no reason for that to happen. It's been sat there for years, and all of a sudden, just comes off the wall and smashes.
But potentially, looking at this sort of, you know, with a skeptical eye,
devil's advocate,
an old cord could fray over time, couldn't it? And it could. I mean, that one. I think that event we can't necessarily chalk that down as paranormal. It is odd.
No.
I'll give it that. It's an odd one, but an old cord, you know, could rot through, or you know, potentially cause that just as a random occurrence. That doesn't necessarily, to me, mean paranormal, but definitely some of your stories, seeing an apparition in a doorway, the orbs, you know, setting off outside light. I mean, I've never heard of that either. Orbs actually setting off lights that are on a physical sensor.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
It's almost like the energy just went straight past Dan.
Out through the window. A closed window.
It's like I suppose it's like electrical energy, I suppose, isn't it?
Could be.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you've got 7 years bad luck now, Dan. With that
movie. True, yeah.
That's going to add to the superstition of the ghost.
Yeah. So we're coming up to the 25-minute mark now. What are your thoughts on this, Josh?
Well, after seeing the video and speaking to Dan and finding out that the house is from 1860, did you say, Dan?
That's correct.
1860s. Yes.
Now, I've got to say, this is like quite a large manor house that Dan lives in. He's got a small annex on the side that looks like it used to be the stables or a pigsty or something like that. But obviously,
at
some point through the years, it's been converted into a small bungalow annex.
Yeah.
Just to give you some idea of what kind of house it is an old red brick, massive Victorian.
So there is definitely history there. Yeah. And then the other thing that backs up Dan's stories, which makes it, for me, makes it more paranormal rather than trying to put it down to coincidence or debunk it, is the fact that Dan's an electrician. So if anyone's going to know about lights and electricity, it's Dan. And if Dan's stood there saying, I don't know what's going on, there's no reason for this to be happening.
Dan is an electrician, but he is not a lighting engineer. And I think to create that kind of disco effect, there'd be some crazy wiring going on there. Yeah. And yeah, I think we can rule that one out.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, Dan, he's an electrician. He knows when something's not working correctly, but he's not able to create that effect, if you know what I mean.
And then to have to switch off the breaker or restart the breaker to eliminate all of that crazy light effects and stuff. Again, it just adds to it.
It does.
I find it very creepy. I'd like to go around Dan's house and see if we could find something at some point. Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, for this being our first ever fan interview and it being Dan, we could probably arrange that.
Yes.
We're not going to be able to do it for everybody, I'm afraid. But for this time, yeah, I think we can. So, on a paranormality rating,
yeah,
I'm going high on this.
Yeah, you're going for it.
I'm not even sure. I'm thinking in the 9 points.
Oh, you're going
honestly,
nine.
Yeah, nine.
I mean, you've got a slight advantage there because you've witnessed this with your own eyeballs.
Yeah,
your own peepers
have
been there. So you're going to have that advantage of having a higher number because you've witnessed
because I've experienced it myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you just, you're going to be the definitive paranormality scale on this one. Because
so from what I've seen and from Dan's stories, it's definitely up there for me, but I'd love to, I've said from the very first episode, I've always been on the fence with this kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I want to see something like this myself.
Right.
So if that was the case, I'd be up there with you. But because I haven't seen it myself with my own peepers.
You're coming in a little bit lower.
I'm going to have to give it like a 7.8. It's high.
Very
it's
high.
But I just, that's the only little bit missing for me is I want to,
you want
see,
that personal,
not necessarily connection. Dan's house, but like I want to see that kind of thing myself to justify the nines and the 9.2s. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But I think 7.8 is fairly high.
That is high. I'm going to give it a 9.2.
9.2?
Yeah, because that's a very compelling video.
Yeah,
I know Dan. He's a very truthful man. I don't think we're getting any sort of lies out of him here. You know, this is genuine experiences that he's had.
He's got an honest face.
And I've witnessed it myself. So I'm going 9.2 on the paranormality scale, which if you're 7.8, that will be 8.5 basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Average. An 8.5 average is a very high score, Dan.
That's
done.
A good score, Dan.
Yeah, very high score.
And so that kind of wraps up the episode quite nicely. If anybody else wants to tell us their story, or, you know, come on with a little video chat like we're doing today, please send us your story to paranormality.uk@gmail.com, and one of us will get back to you if we like your story enough to feature.
Mm.
And with that, I guess we can wrap up and say, well, I hope you come back next time. Come back to the spooky show.
Paranormality. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Dan. And
yeah, thanks for having me, Pirate Josh. Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful to have you. You've been a brilliant guest. And
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're a fan of the channel and that you were happy to come on and share your story with us.
Absolutely. It always gets my thumbs up. So
brilliant stuff. Okay, thank you, everybody. See you next time. And ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
It's official. Podcast advertising is transcending audio. Marketers can now tap into audiences across all of a creator's channels, from social media to video, live events, and beyond. And Acast's new report proves it works, with 84% of podcast listeners having taken action after seeing brands promoted in a podcast-first omnichannel campaign. Get these insights and more by downloading the full report at podcastpulse2024.acast.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.